Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We've been talking about learning to wait, learning to hear God's voice, and how those two are so connected that in order to hear God's voice, you need to learn to wait. And that as you learn to wait, you will be able to hear His voice. So it's a combo. You can't do one without the other. If you wait, you will automatically be able to hear His voice. And the only way, the more you hear His voice, the more you will be called by Him to wait with Him and on Him and for Him. So we've been talking about that relationship with Him that is so important, that's the only thing. Being with Him, knowing Him, is the only thing that satisfies. It's the only thing that gives us contentment. And in a lot of ways, what He does then is to make the rest of our lives not content. He stirs up the circumstances in the rest of our lives, so we seek out the rest that is in Him. We are not beggars. We are not victims. We are part of Him. We don't need to beg Him or demand that He make Himself known to us. It is His desire to speak and reveal. It is our joy and privilege to learn how to receive and see. So, Lord, right now I come against all interference, whether it's from our soul, our flesh rising up, from this world system, peer pressures and thoughts about what's going on in our lives or distractions, or even, Lord, whether it's from Satan and his little buddies. We just come against You now. You cannot interfere with what God is doing in our lives during this time. Lord, anything that was a sent word or distraction, or that we've even invited into our lives, things that are generational, that we've inherited, Lord, reveal those to us, that we may take authority and exercise the authority we've already been given. Lord, teach us to live as spirit beings in this generation, in this now. Lord, show us Your way. Show us how You want us to be on an individual basis, how You want us to be spirit in our specific circumstances. Lord, we recognize that You have made us individuals, and You've made us the way You want us. And so we trust that whatever situation we're in right now was crafted for the purpose of bringing us more and more completely into a relationship with You. So any area, Lord, just bring it to our attention right now, Lord, that we need to take authority over. So, Lord, right now we take authority over that. And we just You can't interfere with anything that the Lord is doing in our lives during this time. If it's demonic, you must go now. You must, and you have no legal right to be here. You must go now. You must go where Jesus sends you, and you can't come back. And if you do have a legal right to be here, you must go sit in the corner until we have time to deal with you. So, Lord, I just ask right now that you give us a fresh hunger and a fresh thirst for those things that you want us to have. We don't want to seek after and yearn after the things that we want. And yet we recognize that you have placed the desires in our hearts. That we lay all those desires in front of you. And Lord, bring to light those desires that are from you so that we will focus our attention on those things that are important. Not just urgent, not just desirous, but important. And those things that are important to you, make them also important to us. Thank you, Lord. So we've been talking about hearing his voice and learning to live as a spirit being by being one with him. We've not been this way before. You haven't, I haven't. Probably this generation is going to be doing different things than has been done in the past. We seem to, each generation has to repeat what's been done in the past because it's not translated from one generation to the next. And yet each time God restores what's been lost, he adds to it. So I'm excited about what God's plans are for this earth in the coming decade. We don't know his exact times and seasons, but we can be, by seeking him and giving our attention to him, we can be ready and prepared for whatever he has for us. And don't think that for whatever reason that it will not be for you. If you are here right now, God can take tomorrow or even today and expand it to encompass and accomplish what he had intended to take decades. He compresses time and expands it. He is the master, and you are the master over time. So don't think in terms of, oh, it's too late, or I don't have enough time, or it would take too much time. Don't think in terms of time at all. Instead, are you willing to give him attention? We all have the same amount of time, 24 hours a day. We each have something different taking up those 24 hours. But we all have the same amount of time. The question becomes, what are you doing with it? And when we start and or expand the time we're giving to him, it starts out as a chore, but ends up being joy because he meets us in time. So we've been talking about ways to start hearing his voice. And when we say his voice, it's not just him saying something. It can be learning to hear his knocking, learning to discern his direction without him saying anything. His voice encompasses anything from thunder to a telegram. But we want to recognize that it's him by learning how to test and then learning how to know what to do and then doing it. Just like with a friend, the more God and ourselves and our senses can recognize him, the more he shares with us, and the more we need to learn to keep our mouths shut. He doesn't want us acting on everything he tells us. So often he'll give an insight or a revelation, and someone will go and take that and build a ministry, write a book and build a ministry around that one little thing. And God had so much more to share and is looking for someone to share with. Because remember, what's his nature? Love. How does it express itself? Giving. So it's fascinating to think that God wants to spend his time with us. But he does. And try it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste first. Experience. Be active in pursuing him. And then you'll see. Taste and see. Not see and taste, but taste, experience, and then understand. Then see what he means. See what he's doing. So we've been talking about hearing his voice. We've talked about recognizing that we can't hear from God without his help. And again, that help starts with salvation. He makes you able to know him by giving you a new spirit, renewing the spirit within you. Because we are all in Adam after the fall, we are all born with a dead spirit. All he has to do is enliven that spirit, and we are a living spirit. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. But now we're starting out as babes in spirit. We don't know, because we've been relying on our soul so long, we don't know how to learn, we don't know how to live as spirit beings. So don't stress out that this is all something you have to learn. You have to get God to do it, or you have to do things right, or he won't reveal himself. He wants to reveal himself. But he's the one who's drawing you. He's the one who makes you able to hear him. Next was committing to waiting on him, for him and with him. As we make this an important part of our lives, we start to prioritize. We prioritize time with him as more important than anything else. So we commit and say, okay, God, this is what you want me to do. I'm going to do it. And then third is develop your solical senses. Your spiritual senses are completely formed already. They're working 100%. But you're not benefiting because your solical senses haven't been tuned to what's going on in the spirit. They're focused on mostly what's going on in the natural. That's where our training comes in. And really, it's a matter of time and experience, and just like learning anything else, trial and error. we often learn far more from doing things wrong than from doing things right. Then last week we talked about resting and being patient and confident and dependent. Once you have an understanding and have sort of entered into the path of whatever God has for you on how to spend time with Him, when, and in what manner, the consistency and the fulfilling that pattern is what's important, not getting somewhere fast. Know that most of the time when we think everything is quiet and that God isn't doing anything in our lives, that's very often when He's doing the most. He doesn't need your help. He doesn't need my help. Doesn't need anyone's help. So, what are we about then? He gets to decide that. And if He's not concerned about how you're doing, don't you be concerned. Rest. Very often, if you're not hearing from Him, but everything's clear, you have a sense of His, that He's with you, and you're following through with what He's instructed you to do as far as learning to wait on Him. It will very often be very quiet, because you're already doing what He wants you to be doing. So next, number 5 is ask. And these are all things to do to start that process of hearing His voice. God will give you a hunger that will not be satisfied, thing less than His very, very best. He does not want you to settle for just getting by. Just getting by until you die and then you're in the sweet by and by. That's not His best for you. He put you here for a reason, to accomplish some things. We really don't know what those things are, and we don't know what's coming next. Yeah, everybody wants to think, yeah, we're, you know, once we die, then we go to heaven, and there's the, you know, pearly gates and the streets of gold, and sit around on the throne and talk to God all day, and judge angels, and I don't know, do this, that, and the other thing. That's really not what He says. And that's part of our problem, is we've made up, we've created things that, because we want answers. God says, I'm not going to give you answers. Answers are not what's important. Relationship is. So God will give you that hunger and that thirst. He just desires to speak to you openly. So it's clear. He can just say, this is what's going on. This is what I'm doing next. And this is why. Without Him having to worry about, we're going to run with it. Again, He wants us to learn that rest, independence, and quietness. So we don't feel, okay, obligated that we have to achieve something in order to make Him happy. He doesn't need your help. He desires to speak to us, to reveal Himself, and to reveal His truth. He likes what He's doing. He's thrilled with it. He's excited. And he wants to share that with us. His nature is he loves. But what it looks like is he gives. He shares. He's creative. He doesn't want to keep it to himself. He wants to share with us. He gives us a hunger by giving us a personal encounter, something that will give you a greater sense of who he is and who you are and how spirit works and how soul works. Rather than inspiring and motivating through providing a goal or presenting a need, you know, we come up with, okay, to make God happy, we need to be involved in overseas missionary trips. Or we have to feed the poor in downtown missionary in missions to feed the poor. This is all totally up to him. That certainly doesn't mean don't do that, but only if he says. He also said the poor we will always have with us. When we understand, again, what is important, what he desires to reveal to us is himself. He desires to speak with us face to face. Now, in the Old Testament, that would not be possible. But we're not in the Old Covenant. We are now in the New Testament, where all things are new, and we are now spirit beings. The greatest in the Old Covenant, the least in the New Testament. That means you're greater than Abraham, than Moses, than Elijah or Elisha, Noah, Adam, anyone, you, because you are a spirit being. We have such opportunity. And yet it's not about pressure. It's about expectation. Does he want to reveal himself with rest and joy, independence and confidence? Drop your expectation of what hearing God will be like. You are in a unique relationship with him. And he will reveal himself how and when he chooses. God will give you experiences you cannot anticipate or perhaps understand. And don't think that you're going to be able to necessarily even know, okay, this is God. You may miss that explanation. He may reveal, and it may sound so something different. You may think, okay, I'm going to rebuke Satan, because that can't be God. Don't be surprised. We really have no idea what his revelation, what his explanation, what his information he wants to share with us. So put your expectations on the shelf and simply let him reveal himself to you on his own terms. Then finally, bold. Again, you're bringing in the whole confidence and rest that you're experiencing with him, overcoming any fears about making a mistake. Instead, be bold. Any interest you feel at any time in knowing God is from him. The guarantee that he will be fulfilled is contained in that desire. So stop right now. Lord, do you desire right now? Do you want to know him better right now? Do you hear him right now? God doesn't tease us. The desire to know him more doesn't come from the enemy, doesn't come from our soul or the world or our flesh. Any desire to know him, to know God, is of divine origin. And therefore contains the divine guarantee of its fruition. He will bring forth fresh fruit, fresh wine, fresh revelation. So, Lord, give us a fresh heart and a fresh thirst and a fresh concept that you have for us. We bring every area of our lives into your direction, under your control. And we bring our soul into subjection to our spirit. So that as we respond to that hunger and thirst, as we respond, you reveal himself. That you reach out first to us. You knock unto us. We enter and we sup with him. We spend our time with him. So, Lord, teach us how to respond clearly and quickly. And teach us what we need to be ready for whatever you have for us next. So we thank you ahead of time for what you're doing in our lives right now. And we give us anticipation and bring every thought into captivity and every emotion into captivity. So, Lord, so thank you ahead of time. So thanks for tuning in. If you want to give us any feedback or questions, drop me a line at Diane@therainersclub.org or through therainersclub.org or Blog Talk Radio, through the website. Don't hesitate to use the contact machine and contact form, and I will respond and get back to you as soon as possible. But in the meantime, we'll be getting back together again next week. Until then, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.